If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Roadblock for gas tax holiday.
Another gimmick, another band-aid.
Uvalde school police chief placed on leave.
Honestly, he just should hang up his badge.
Tourist helicopter crash.
All the people on board are deceased.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Bumpy road ahead for President Biden's plan to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says despite high gas prices, there's reluctance to act in Congress.
Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
If Congress goes along with President Biden's calls for a three-month gas tax holiday, the average price per gallon could drop 18 cents for regular fuel, 24 cents for diesel. But that's assuming gas stations and oil companies cut their prices, something they're not required to do. On Capitol Hill, Republicans who normally support tax cuts say Mr. Biden's proposal is a short-term fix. They want him to push for a boost in domestic oil production instead.
He needs to take his foot off the neck of domestic producers here in the United States.
Economists like Mark Zandi, whose advice the president has sought in the past, are also skeptical since the proposed plan could potentially cost the Highway Trust Fund $10 billion.
We need to invest in infrastructure, and this will take away from that.
Uvalde, Texas resident Kim Hammond is one of the many critics of the school police chief's handling of the elementary school massacre.
Chaos is what comes to mind. What a monumental mess up.
CBS's Steve Futterman says there are new developments.
In a terse three-paragraph statement from the Uvalde school superintendent, school police chief Pete Arredondo was placed on administrative leave effective immediately. Arredondo has come under repeated attack for the way he handled the deadly mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The criticism has focused on Arredondo's decision not to move in and confront the killer for more than 1 hour. Arredondo has attempted to defend his actions, saying he assumed someone else had taken charge of the situation.
Uvalde's mayor says Robb Elementary School will be torn down. Don McLaughlin said, you can never ask a child to go back or a teacher to go back in that school ever. It's not clear when work will begin. CBS's Robert Costa tells us the House committee investigating the Capitol attack goes back to work.
Today's hearing is the committee's last this month before reconvening next month in July. It now has new evidence, including hours of footage from British filmmaker Alex Holder, who is scheduled to testify privately this morning. And CBS News has exclusively obtained two images from Holder's upcoming three-part series titled Unprecedented. And overnight, Discovery Plus released a trailer of the documentary, including interviews with the president's adult children and the former president being asked if he would talk about January 6th.
Now to Logan, West Virginia, where a Vietnam-era tourist helicopter crashed near a major road. Bobby Childs lives nearby and tried to help.
I saw that there was a guy trapped, I guess the captain or whatever. I tried to get down to the door where he was at. I mean, you could see him plain as day, but the fire is just so hot. Like, I couldn't get to him.
All six people on board were killed. Federal authorities are investigating. In Afghanistan, after the deadly earthquake, the Taliban rulers are calling for help. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
An orderly line of men prepare a row of graves for the victims of the earthquake. A stark contrast compared to one day earlier when rescuers were forced to dig with their bare hands in a desperate search for survivors. At least 1,500 people have been injured, many left fighting for their lives. There was a rumbling and the bed began to shake, Shabir says. I'm sure 7 or 9 people from my family who were in the same room as me are dead.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A federal advisory panel says people 65 and older should get newer, stronger, high-dose flu vaccines. CBS's Dr. David Agus says it's the first time the government has stated a preference for older adults.
So this is a special flu shot. Comes with several names in pharmacies, but the higher-dose ones elicit a stronger immune response and seem to work better in the elderly.
CBS's Stacy Lynn says there's new information this morning on COVID-19 symptoms that just won't go away.
Nearly one in five American adults who had COVID are still feeling the symptoms. Many say they're really tired, have a rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, have cognitive difficulties, chronic pain, sensory abnormalities, or their muscles are weak.
Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell should spend at least 30 years in prison for her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse crimes. Defense lawyers say in a court filing that she should spend no more than 5 years behind bars. 5 years ago in New York City's Times Square, a car crashed through a crowd of people.
The car running people over, 4, 2, and 7.
20 were injured, and now a jury has accepted an insanity defense for the man behind the wheel, Richard Rojas. It means psychiatric treatment instead of prison. 2 years after a CBS News and ProPublica investigation on car seats, correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is taking action.
NHTSA calls its new requirements a major advance in protecting children from serious injury in traffic crashes, and it updates the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard by adding performance requirements for child safety seat testing in a simulated 30-mile-an-hour T-bone-type side-impact collision. The new standard will mirror requirements that are already in place for frontal crashes.
Well, south of Los Angeles, a big storm, and a woman and her two dogs were killed by a lightning strike. A friend says she leaves behind two daughters.
The Lord wanted her really quick, so just took her without suffering, just in a blink of an eye.
The Colorado Avalanche are one win away from hockey's Stanley Cup after an overtime win in Tampa.
Kadri back in action, denied by Vasilevsky. Oh, what a play! This is in.
And it was in, stuck in the top of the net. A 3-2 win, giving Colorado a 3-1 lead over the Lightning on ABC. Over on Fox Sports, it was all about the dogs.
The best in show winner is the Bloodhound.
The Bloodhound named Trumpet won best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
50 years ago, Title IX became law.
Title IX has been one mechanism for increasing the number of women on college campuses and getting more equal funding for women's sports programs. But gender and sports scholar Bonnie Morris at UC Berkeley explains.
It was never intended to be a sports law or a sexual harassment law per se.
Morris notes there's been more attention to sexual harassment on campuses.
It's increased somewhat because more men have come forward.
Title IX doesn't cover salary disparities in boardrooms or in pro sports, but Morris says when U.S. women's soccer won a $24 million settlement over unequal pay, it showed others that they can fight persistent pay gaps. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Ohio State has won its fight to trademark the word "the." The patent ruling allows the Ohio State University to control the use of that little word on branded products like T-shirts and hats. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.